Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today we are going to talk about how we worship and what we worship. Do we worship the work? I think that is especially, it's especially a sensitive topic in Lancaster County. So, let's get started. 1 Corinthians 3:9. We are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Beware, let us beware of any work for God that causes or allows us to avoid concentrating on Him. A great number of Christian workers worship their work. The only concern of Christian workers should be their concentration on God. Doing His work and getting so caught up in doing His work that we forget that this is for Him. This will mean that all the other boundaries of life, whether they are mental, moral, or spiritual limits, are completely free with the freedom God gives His child. That is a worshiping child, not a wayward one. A worker who lacks the serious, controlling emphasis of concentration on God is apt to become overly burdened by his work. He is a slave to his own limits, having no freedom of his body, mind, or spirit. Consequently, he becomes burned out and defeated. There is no freedom and no delight in life at all. His nerves, mind, and heart are so overwhelmed that God's blessing cannot rest on him. But the opposite case is equally true. Once our concentration is on God, all the limits of our life are free and under the control of mastery of God alone. There's no longer any responsibility on you for the work. The only responsibility you have is to stay in living constant touch with God and to see that you allow nothing to hinder your cooperation with Him. The freedom that comes after sanctification is the freedom of a child, and the things that used to hold your life down are gone. But be careful to remember that you have been freed for only one thing, to be absolutely devoted to your coworker. We have no right to decide where we should be placed or to have preconceived ideas as to what God is preparing us to do. God engineers everything, and wherever He places us, our one supreme goal should be to pour out our lives in wholehearted devotion to Him in that particular work. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Let us remember that everything we do it as unto the Lord. We worship the Lord through our work and through everything we do not worship our work.